Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 18, 2023. Jump into a good future. The difference between past, present, and future is only in the strength of our connection. If we connect, we compress time and jump into the future. In fact, there is no time. It is only according to our inner effort to unite that we reveal our more corrected states. This means that we exist in time. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 6, 2023. Writings of Rabash, three times in the work. Serve the Creator. Question. Do I understand correctly that if the upper Malkut is not revealed at least to some extent, we have no opportunity to serve the Creator? Answer, we have the opportunity to turn to the Creator and ask Him. This always works. The Creator is open to everyone and awaits for an appeal from each of us. The only thing is that we must be very consistent in this, ask, appeal, raise our offers, and requests all the time. And then, in relation to this, we will feel the attitude of the Creator toward us. Question: is serving the Creator a certain action? Can I ask and the Creator will do something through me? Answer: yes, the Creator will consistently carry out His attitude to others through you. Question: and what does it mean to serve the Creator in a group? Answer: first of all, it is the connection between you growing stronger and stronger until you merge into one common desire, and then you will discover the Creator in this desire. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 2, 2023. Revealing the glory of His kingship. Learn to appreciate the gifts of the Creator. Question: the Creator gives us gifts all the time. He created the evil inclination to shade Himself, gave us a method so that we would feel how to approach Him. Now He is ready to give us the quality of bestowal. How can we learn to appreciate these gifts, recognize them, learn from them, and be grateful? Answer: we should try to connect with each other so that there are no contradictions or disturbances between us that would prevent us from relating to the Creator with one feeling, with one heart. Try to adjust yourself so that everyone has one single desire of the heart, and by turning it to the Creator, you will begin to feel the manifestation of the Creator to you in this desire. Question: is this a test that we have become closer to the Creator? Answer: this is not just a test but an action. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 2, 2023. Revealing the glory of His kingship. Become an intermediary between the Creator and the friends. Question: there is a place called the love of the friends for me and there is a place called my love for the friends. Are these different things? Answer: absolutely different. The love of the friends for me is manifested in their desire. My love for my friends is in my desire. But the Creator reveals Himself in both places, in my desire for the friends and in the desire of the friends for me. Question: I suffer that I cannot bestow and bring contentment to my friends, and at the same time I rejoice that the Creator wants and can do it. I want to become an intermediary between the Creator and my friends in order to bring contentment to them. Is this the right desire, and how to come to it? Answer: everyone should be in such a state. And then everyone will unite with the Creator and with His friends to be a link between the whole group, everyone in the group, and the Creator. So, that is very good. Question: how can you give to the group and not see the benefit for yourself? Answer: with one's heart. Try to include your friends in your heart and also enter into their hearts. And in this common mutual heart, you will always approach each other until you feel the Creator, that you are in Him and He is in you. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 1, 2023. Revealing the glory of His kingship. Predisposition to spirituality. Question: If Kabbalah is not transmitted genetically, but only through education, why is it believed that the Jews have a genetic spiritual code? Answer: Because they had already performed spiritual correction once, that is, they were in these conditions. The Jews are the same ancient Babylonians who left together with the Babylonian priest Abraham, who brought them together into a state of universal mutual guarantee. That is why this group is so cursed to this day, because after all, it is obliged to bring this method to the world. If the world accepts the method, it will develop at an accelerated scale, and if not, it will develop on a natural slow scale of time. That is the whole difference. Question: How are spiritual records and spiritual experiences stored in each soul? Answer: They were deposited in the part supreme of the soul, in the internal state it has passed through, which does not disappear anywhere. It seems to leave a person's feelings. He does not feel his past, but he can again awaken it in himself. Therefore, those who were once genetically in this state are more predisposed to spirituality. But the rest. Look how many students we have from all over the world. Humanity can be divided as follows: those who already were once in a spiritual state, these are today's Jews who are obliged to make corrections and pass everything that is possible onto the world, and those who were not in this state but feel the pressure today. They, too, need to make corrections according to their current spiritual component that is pushing them forward. But real Jews, who were already in the spiritual state once, are obliged to correct themselves, otherwise, they will be tormented even more. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalistic Calendar, September 3, 2011. I'm talking about facts. If I am engaged with a person and society, if I am talking about how society should change, and how a person should change, then of course I can always be attributed to politics. In the end, I'm not acting with political tools, but only educational ones. People go out into the street to demand some political or social changes from the government, and we went out into the street to give them pamphlets saying that the only thing that will help them is if each of them changes themselves. I tell a person, you have to change your attitude toward others and not demand something from the government. It is not able to do anything, and you can't put pressure on it. In the end, nothing good will come from it. Look at what is happening all over the world. The only thing that will help is that here I'm giving you objective natural laws, which say you have to change yourself. If I address everyone personally and talk about how to change oneself, is this a political statement? We exist in a world of objective laws. These laws show us where today's confusion comes from, and how we can find ourselves in the current world, to do something with ourselves, with society, and with our family, in order to continue to give birth, develop, and live. I'm talking about facts. Let's say I'm just explaining the law of free fall and how we can apply it in our lives, or the law of the dependence of speed on time and distance and how it can be used. I explain everything on my fingers and show everything in action. I attract scientists who tell me that our world is truly global, mutual, and completely interdependent. At present, there are laws in it that did not exist before, and our failure to accept these laws is called a crisis. But this is our crisis, our lack of understanding and our inability to adapt to this world. So we need to adapt to it and then there will be no crisis, but instead a wonderful, broad development. As long as you cannot interact with this new, global and integral world, you are in crisis. This is not an external crisis, this is your internal, conceptual crisis. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalah, Politics and Religion, September 3, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, is there a specific way love should feel? Mutual, reciprocal and whole among all people in the world. It is because love is the force that binds us together in our whole and eternal state as a single soul, which we are all parts of. How can we feel this mutual love among us as a single soul? We can feel mutual love when we all connect, feel a common connection between us, and try to fulfill each other through such a connection. Based on the Daily Kabbalah lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on July 28, 2023, according to the sorrow, so is the reward. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.